This crazy market makes people do crazy things sometimes with their retirement accounts. Tom Trabucco is the Director of External Affairs, the Federal Retirement Thrift Investment Board, and here to talk about how your colleagues responded to the roller coaster last week. Is your neck sore, Tom?
Actually, you know, it's funny you should use that analogy, because today Tracy Ray mentioned that she was wearing a neck brace for that interview. Tracy, of course, our director of investments, and yeah, it was quite an active week last week, and of course with the board meeting today, that was the topic du jour. I should note, however, that the way it started out was with Greg talking about this being the first real test of the architecture and software improvements that we've made over the past few years since we had that last market event in 2008, it throughout the period, the system of last week demonstrated itself to be more stable and scalable, and our teams have demonstrated that they are now stronger. So Greg gave a report on some of these numbers. We had over last week on Monday and Tuesday, over 25,000 interfund transfer requests each day. A year ago on the same day in August of 2010, we averaged 4,000 IFTs per day. Thrift line callers that opted to speak with a participant service representative spiked. Usually we get about 9,000 of those a day. We got 12,000. We executed an all-hands-on-deck exercise where both call centers brought in support from part-time employees over time, and they postponed training. So things went off. I won't say, you know, perfectly, and Greg didn't say perfectly. There are always things to learn from this, but all participants got service. Those who had difficulty getting through, they could call the call centers, and the call service reps, executed their requests.
What kind of requests were people putting in? Were people mostly moving from the equity funds to the G?
You know, normally it is, mostly all withdrawals and loans, and that continued to be the case, but we did see an increase in interfund, transfers, and I pulled some of those numbers, for you so we can run them. As I've told you in the past, it varies from day to day, and we may get, 4,000 to 10,000. In a normal day. Last Monday, we had 27,000 interfund transfer requests. Tuesday, 25,000. Wednesday, 13,000. Thursday, 11,000. And then Friday, 9,000. So we're back down into the normal range now.
Is there a sense? The thing is weird. The S&P 500 closed up about 2% today. So we're pretty much back at par with where we were before the wild ride started last week.
Yeah, I heard it on CNBC earlier today. We are at pre-downgrade levels in the S&P 500. So yeah, where things have calmed down. Although I will say, Tracy did give a report today. You know, normally we don't give the returns except for end of the month, but because of all the turmoil in the market, she ran through some numbers, and I'll give them to you here. Thus far in August, as of Friday, this past Friday, not today, the C fund was down 8.7% just for the month of August, the S fund down 11, the I fund down 10.7. The F fund is up 1.6, however, through Friday, August 12th. So the year-to-date numbers through Friday, C fund down 5%, S fund down 8, I fund down 7.44, while the F fund is up 6%. And that'll remind people why professionals advise everyone to have some bonds in their portfolio.
Yeah, tell me about the F again, because we hardly ever talk about that. We primarily are focused on CSI and G, and the F kind of just sits there, and people don't pay attention to it as much.
That's right. And the F is an aggregate bond index fund. It includes both government and investment-grade corporate bonds. And the thing about a bond fund, and it's axiomatic, when interest rates are going down, existing bonds become more valuable because they are issued at a higher value. They pay a higher value as time goes on. So that's the thing that works in your favor, that often as the stock market is heading down, you'll find interest rates going down as well. Not always, but often. And that's where the bond exposure helps you out.
Is the F fund similar to the bond fund that I might find in my retirement, my 401k plan?
Yes.
That somebody wouldn't have access to if they weren't in the TSP?
No, it is not a special fund. It's a commercial.
That's what I mean. That's what I mean. I'm mixed up. If I didn't have access to the G fund, that's the same.
That's right. The G fund is the one that
only the TSP people get.
Although the securities in the G fund are very similar to the securities in the Civil Service Retirement and Disability Fund, as well as the Social Security Trust Fund. So it's not that much different from what people are putting in, except that those are defined benefit programs, civil service and FERS, annuity programs, as well as Social Security.